We are now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County baseball program, Josh Lyle. I just told our coach off the air, this is the second week in a row. We don't have any games to talk about, so we're going to wing it, try to keep it interesting for the folks listening at home, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a tough go so far this fall.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and who knows how much of this is going to stick, but we got that tropical stuff moving up. We might get more rain. That might make next week difficult. You're hoping, though, that maybe things can dry out toward the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be great. I was trying to look at her this week, since we're open this week, on trying to get maybe a game with Grundy or Meadville rescheduled, but I don't even think that's going to be possible just to schedule it, just because there's a chance of rain the rest of the week, and I'd prefer not to schedule it and then just have it all canceled and everything like that. So that's probably out of the works right now.
Yeah, well, if it were to stay dry, and I know it doesn't look like it'll be that way, were you maybe cautiously optimistic that Grundy might have happened this week?
Yeah, because I had talked to Coach Bunnell over the weekend, and I was going to try and get a hold or talk to our athletic director here at Jamesport today and try and work something out, and then I got to looking at the forecast, and it's probably just going to be a nightmare to try and even get anything done this week.
So that reaction from, I'm the same way. If I see a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, I'm crossing my fingers. If I'm seeing 80%, I pretty much change my plans.
Yeah, correct. It'd probably be a waste of time and effort to try and get umpires and everything set up and then just have it called off. So
we'll probably repeat some of the information from last week because we just don't have a whole lot to work off of with actual in-game stuff. But what sort of numbers and what are your thoughts about the group that you have this year, Coach?
No, I think we're going to be all right. We're still young and learning the game of baseball, and really the only way that we can really accomplish a lot of that stuff is just through games. I mean, that's Major League Baseball and professional baseball. In the minor leagues, they play games every day or every other day, and they learn through just being in game situations, and that's something you can't duplicate in practice. You can try your best to do simulated games or simulated situations, but it's just never that same feeling as what you get from seeing it live and in action and in the game. So we're just trying to work on being better fundamentally, defensively and offensively, and hoping that whenever we do get the chance to play a game, that we're going to be competitive.
So one of the conversations I'm having today, and obviously we're making up some shows from Labor Day, and we have the regular shows as well, including Tri-County, is, you know, there's a lot of softball shows, and we've seen a lot of softball down through the years, and that's a quick sport. You know, it's 60 feet between bases. You have to know immediately if the ball is hit to you, where is the ball going. It's not as fast of a sport in baseball because there's the greater distance between the bases, greater distance in the outfield, but that's still a very important thing to teach with the guys, is if the ball is hit toward you, where does the ball go from that point?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one thing that's hard to do in practice, especially with only having 11 kids, is I always teach to try and be a pitch or two pitches ahead mentally. Like, you've got to anticipate what's going to happen prior to that pitch ever being thrown, and it'd be great if you have runners on base to be able to say in any situation, whether it's a ground ball, a fly ball, or anything like that, where you're going to be looking or where your mind's going to be thinking on where you're going to be throwing the baseball. And so that's one of those things that comes back to just seeing it live and in front of you, that you make those split-second decisions that in practice you just it's hard to replicate.
So this all depends on how much rain we get, and I know we could have a tropical storm over us Saturday, who knows, but I did see sun in the forecast for Sunday and Monday and thereabouts. And it's dependent on how much rain, but how well does your field over there in Jamesport to handle the rain, Coach? Is it dry pretty quickly?
Yeah, it does pretty well. They redid it. It's been maybe 2 years ago. They leveled up the outfield. They put in new fences. They did some work to the infield and whatnot. It is an all-dirt infield, so it seems to handle it maybe a little bit better than some grass infields, but it just depends on the amount of rain. That last year when we played Green City to open up the fall season, they started the softball game, and then it rained hard there for, I want to say, 15 or 20 minutes, and it didn't take hardly any time, and they were back out there playing, and I couldn't believe it. After working at the park department here in Trenton and working on baseball fields and stuff, I thought that game was going to be canceled for sure, but we got it in, and they got the softball game in ahead of us, so it worked out pretty well.
Well, and I'm asking specifically, and you probably know I am, because you got back-to-back home games scheduled for next Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And at this point, I'm hoping that we can get a game in. So it'd be great if that field would hold up, and the grass is turned back green and it's growing like crazy. So I'm hoping that we can get games in next week.
You know, I figure this is we had drought all summer long, and I figured, you know what, once that faucet opens up, it's probably going to be on the other way. It looks like it's going to be on the other way this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully it's not too terribly bad, and that there's no major storms or anything like that.
Well, we got to go by the assumption that you play next week. Novinger Monday, Brunswick on Tuesday. Biggest challenge, Class 1, is you got to find arms to pitch at least 18 innings, maybe more, over that two-night period, Coach.
Yeah, that's. I was just thinking about that about 30 minutes ago, on trying to come up with a strategy, and really I can come up with all the strategies that I want, but we're going to have to get out there and see how our starting pitchers do on the first night to kind of dictate what we can actually do and how long we can ride one out, and trying to figure out what game we may be the most competitive in is also something that I have to think about as well. So it's one of those things, we'll get into it, I'll have a game plan, and then about 30 pitches into the game, my game plan changes. So we'll just see how it goes.
So if you're now, there's a lot of Class 1 teams over there that have really good baseball. I'm thinking Green City and kind of La Plata specifically. Novinger, I'm not as sure of, but I got to think that they have some players in that program with some of the talent that are in some of the neighboring schools over there by Kirksville.
Yeah, they're not bad. They have a kid that actually I've coached for the last 3 or 4 years in Legion summer baseball, and he can throw. I don't know if he'll throw against us, but he's a very good pitcher. But they have probably 4 or 5 guys that they can throw out on the mound, and that are consistent and comfortable actually being out there, which that's a big part of it too, is just being comfortable with what you're doing and knowing how to play the game. So yeah, they're very well coached team, and they do things the right way.
So I'm pretty sure we're going to get rain of some sort here over the next 4 or 5 days. And you mentioned the all dirt infield. Do you get puddles? Does it turn into mud? How does it kind of handle the rain?
It just depends on the type of rain. We have a couple spots around just high traffic areas, home plate and second base, where we get a few puddles. Nothing major that I've seen. But for the most part, it handles it. If it pours hard for a short period of time, it seems to hold up maybe a little bit better, but if it's a long soaking rain and for 3 or 4 or 5 days, then we're probably going to have some trouble.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens. The forecast has to hold. You got to get that sun for our Sunday, all day Monday, and maybe that'll help dry things out. We'll see. That's a long way off with weather and sports. Novinger on the 10th, Brunswick on the 11th, so that's next Monday and Tuesday are the first games for Tri-County. They'll be played in Jamesport. Coach, I appreciate all the time, and hopefully we got some games to talk about next week. Good luck with the schedule.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.